From KUER News in Salt Lake City, I'm Caroline Ballard. Utah Republican Congressman John Curtis says he will vote against the articles of impeachment brought forth by House Democrats. In a video statement to his constituents, Curtis said he has a high bar for impeachment.
Interestingly, I was asked in a debate when I was running last time how I would have responded to Bill Clinton's impeachment. And I was very clear at the time that I would not have voted for impeachment of Bill Clinton.
Curtis said he was surprised by the two articles, obstruction of justice and abuse of power. He said he was disappointed Democrats never asked about President Trump's intent in asking Ukraine to investigate the Bidens. Curtis went on to say that for him, neither charge rises to the level of impeachment. Democratic Utah Congressman Ben McAdam says he doesn't know how he'll vote on articles of impeachment. He's reportedly part of a group of vulnerable Democrats who are suggesting the House of Representatives censure President Trump rather than impeach him. Politico reports a group of roughly 10 Democratic representatives from districts that Trump won in 2016 are floating the long-shot idea in order to avoid a Senate trial. Some in the group are worried a trial could make the Republican Party more popular in the run-up to the 2020 election. A spokeswoman for McAdams was unable to confirm that the congressman was part of that group, but McAdams said in a statement that he will take the necessary time to review all the evidence and documents in advance of the final articles being referred to the full House. A group of retired top officials from the Bureau of Land Management is criticizing the agency's planned relocation out west. As our Mountain West News Bureau's Nate Hedgie reports, the leaders are asking lawmakers to defund the move.
The Bureau of Land Management says its planned relocation of more than 150 top employees out west will bring regulators closer to the lands they manage. But the former BLM officials believe the move will dismantle the agency and result in brain drain. Six of them are in D.C. this week urging lawmakers to add language in the 2020 appropriations bill blocking the reorganization plan. But the BLM says it has cooperated with Congress at all points and is moving ahead with the relocation. For the Mountain West News Bureau, I'm Nate Hedgie.
The remote sister cities of Hilldale, Utah and Colorado City, Arizona just received some good news. The community's first healthcare clinic in over 10 years is now ready to see patients. From our Southwest News Bureau, KUER's David Fox has more.
The opening day of the Creek Valley Health Clinic has been over a year in the making. In addition to construction challenges, the facility has also had to secure its status as an official community health center. It's part of a federal program designed to bring healthcare to underserved areas.
I think that a lot of people are really excited to have healthcare options here locally instead of having to drive an hour to the closest hospital.
That's Creek Valley CEO Hunter Adams. He says that apart from this clinic, the closest option for medical care is an hour away in St. George. And it's been an even bigger challenge for patients across the state line.
The options that people, especially the Arizona residents in our community, have been extremely limited for 10 years.
Adams says that they've had to make the two-hour drive to Page, Arizona, or pay out of pocket, since their health insurance plans are often not accepted by Utah providers. The Creek Valley Clinic will provide a fleet of previously unavailable services, such as primary, dental, and mental health care, and will work to accept as many insurance plans as possible. The clinic's grand opening is December 18th. David Fox, KUER News.
You are listening to KUER News. I'm Caroline Ballard.